My 92.7 R&B from the 80s, 90s, and now. Right back with a hip-hop legend on the line, Kool Moe Dee.
Man, you keep introducing me. I'm like, who's coming? Who's coming?
Man, you've been one of the greatest in the game for a long time and absolutely one of the greatest battle rappers ever. But, you know, TV One also features the highs and the lows of a person's career. What's one of the lowest points, man, that you went through?
The lowest point for me probably was when 1990 came, right after that high with Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
It got into a hack situation based on a combination of circles of friends. And, you know, one thing that's missing from our equation as artists is we don't have mentors, and we damn sure didn't have any financial masters in our bunches. You know, many of us are the very first people in our families to ever make money to see the kinds of money that we were able to see. When the tax situation showed up, it was almost like, you know, being caught with the left hook punch that you didn't see coming. And then to find out we didn't have enough people in our circle watching the money the way that it could have been watched and giving us advice on what we could have been doing. And then to go to the same label that had already made millions and say, hey, this is a tax situation. You could actually write a check and we can kind of rectify this because we're still recording. And then to find out that they didn't have faith in you and they weren't really in your corner that way was kind of mind-blowing, especially after making money.
Wow, that's amazing. People wouldn't believe that part of your story. But one thing that I love to hear you say is that you're socially responsible and you've always been in your rap music. You even touched on no drugs, no alcohol. People don't know you're a college graduate, got a degree in communication. What's one thing that'll be featured on TV One's Unsung that your fans may be surprised to know about Kool Moe Dee?
Hey, you're just touching on a little touchy subject with me because I just saw the rough cut of what they're doing. I wish I could say any of the things that we just talked about was in there. They're not even talking about that, and that's one of the most frustrating things about this experience for me.
Yeah.
I had a great experience in terms of the filming and the interviewing and the production people. Everybody was absolutely great. I just feel like it's been edited back into that lowest common denominator space where it kind of only talked about the battle with Busy B and the battle with LL. And so you don't really get a sense of who I am when you watch it. And that was a little frustrating for me.
It's not a setback. It's a setup for a blessing. This Monday night, it's going down July 16th on TV One at 9 p.m. The true story of my man, Kool Moe Dee. Thank you so much for joining me today, bro.
Cool.
5 minutes away, you'll be hearing another legend, Prince, Do Me Baby, right here on My 92.7.